Professor Bitzer, good morning.
Morning.
So the race for the North Carolina governorship has heated up a bit this week. Lieutenant Governor Dalton, speaking to WECT in Wilmington, said that he wouldn't rule out the possibility of raising taxes. Let's take a listen.
No, I would not make that type of promise. If you look at my history in the North Carolina Senate, I voted for a lot of tax reductions, elimination of the food tax. I was a co-sponsor of the bill to give a sales tax holiday. I voted to reduce the corporate rate, but I have voted to increase some taxes. I think you have to look at where you are in time and what can happen.
Republican challenger Pat McCrory responded by creating a video that loops just that last part of what Dalton said. What does this mean for the campaign?
It's falling into the tax and spend mantra that Republicans typically use against Democrats. You know, ever since the first George H.W. Bush declared, "Read my lips, no new taxes," and then he broke that pledge, Republicans have been very adamant on no new taxes. And in particularly in this economic situation that we continue to find ourselves in, you know, Dalton is basically trying to have it both ways. He's saying, I'm not going to sign the pledge because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But this is certainly playing into McCrory and the advantage that he has in terms of focusing on unemployment, the jobs issue. Shouldn't be raising taxes at this point. This is, you know, almost a kind of tailor-made opportunity for McCrory to really kind of continue to hammer Dalton.
Do you think it's political suicide for Dalton or any other candidate for that matter to say they won't rule out the possibility of raising taxes?
You know, I'm shocked that a candidate at this point would come out with that kind of statement, try and deflect or turn the conversation back to the points that you really want to make. And, you know, everybody is concerned about jobs. They're concerned about the economy. There is still, you know, North Carolina has 9.4% unemployment compared to 8.2% nationally. It's kind of surprising that a candidate, you know, even though he hedged on that in that quote, it's still kind of surprising that he's not kind of more focused on where he needs to be with jobs and unemployment.
Well, moving from the governor's race to the presidential race, third-party candidate Libertarian Gary Johnson was in the Charlotte region over this past weekend. Can a third-party candidate like a Gary Johnson play a role in North Carolina, a state President Obama won in 2008 by just over 14,000 votes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you go back to 2008, the Libertarian presidential candidate then, Bob Barr, pulled in 25,000 votes. Now, that was, you know, a little over half of 1%. But if you're talking about an election where the deciding factor is 13, 14, 15,000 votes, that could certainly have an impact. And Libertarians tend to pull more Republican support. But if he makes the push for both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, this could be, you know, an interesting situation where a third-party spoiler may come in and throw the election one way or the other to the Democrats or Republicans.
Another issue in the presidential race that could be particularly touchy here in North Carolina is gun control. In the wake of the shootings last Friday, both candidates, President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney, have addressed the issue this week. How is that going to play out here in North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina is of course, a kind of center-right state. And with the rural influence across North Carolina politics, the issues of guns are very dear and very close to a lot of North Carolinian hearts, particularly among conservatives. The NRA has a substantial presence, I would say, and can mobilize their troops. You know, if President Obama is going to take this as an issue to campaign on, he may be, again, kind of doing the Dalton move of moving off of the economy and jobs. And I'm not real sure it could play out in the president's advantage because it realistically is only going to mobilize the NRA. And they're going to have their voters out in force, and it's going to give them one more advantage.
Professor Bitzer, thanks so much.
My pleasure.